Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I think there is some good football left in there, but there was way more forgettable games than there was memorable games. I referenced that Denver game where Jerry Jeudy played much better than he did in that game. But like, you get like two or three games a year with Elijah Moore where you're like, that's the talent, that's where it is. And outside of that, it's just a lot of just mediocre to even some games where he just was a complete non-factor.
Let's talk about this. Jonathan Peterlin, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, visiting with Sal today on the Extra Point Show. Midway or little after, through yesterday's show, the Bills, it came out, were signing wide receiver Elijah Moore, late of the Browns, drafted in 2021 by the Jets, pick 34 overall, pretty good, but has not really put much of a career together. Only 25, was a pretty exciting prospect coming into the league, but then it becomes either, well, what chance did he have to produce with the quarterbacks he's played with and the teams versus, yeah, but Garrett Wilson did it. I mean, other guys do it. Jeudy.
What's his problem? Yeah.
Right. Other guys do it. So what does this signing mean? It's above a couple of the moves they made last year.
I definitely think that's right. I put it ahead. I mean, the money could tell you, although it could just be inflation in the case of like Valdez-Scantling. It's close to that. And we don't know what all the details on this. Up to 5 point something, I think, is all we know at this point. So I don't know what he's got coming, how much guarantee, if any, et cetera. But I feel like it's more than the flyer they threw on Chase Claypool or even MVS. But it doesn't rate much more. It's a friend of mine texted me last night after we got done at home, said, is this Moore guy any good? And I said, he it's worth it. I'm happy they did it. I'm definitely not upset that they did it. I'm glad they did it. But he's probably just a guy. Like he's my friend said back to me, cool, that's our specialty, right? That's what we've got. We've got a room full of guys who are just guys.
That's not entirely a joke.
No, I know.
I mean, that's...
I know.
The Bills would kind of have to own that.
Yeah. And look, that worked well enough, you know? I mean, they did do all the things that Brandon Bean was boasting about on the radio on Monday and in further media appearances, like talking to Tyler Dunn, like you said, and whatever else he's done. I don't know if he's made The View yet. But nonetheless, they made that work. So, you know, to me, it's definitely worth trying. I never want to stop adding. So, you know, I think if you're in the camp of I want more there, I don't think you have enough there, and they sign a guy, however checkered, and this guy's career is not as checkered as even Claypool's is. I mean, he's continued to produce, albeit at a very medium level, but it's not, to me, like a guy that is absolutely on the scrap heap at this point.
No.
So
Claypool almost like he – it wasn't that he did a lot. But he did have, as a rookie, he
smashed
big.
Yes.
And right. By last year, he was out of the league.
And Moore doesn't have that. He doesn't have that one year where you could go, boy, if I could just unlock that.
He does not.
He does not have that. So I like it. You know, I what ends up happening, like if I had to predict right now, it probably is not much of a needle mover at all. But it could be. And so, you know, all it takes is a play or two to make you go, oh, good. Oh, look, they got that guy. Look at that guy.
It's not just like you just go and get as many guys as you can because the money just doesn't matter. Ultimately, the money does matter. And it's up to $5 million. Maybe it really won't seem like much, but it's a real investment in Palmer. I mean, you sort of push back on it's a lot of money, but it's 11. And Samuel, what is Samuel, 8, 6 or 8, whatever he is?
In that range. I think the cap number is like 9, so I don't know.
Shakir is 15 now. Like, they've put decent dollars.
It will be. It's not this year. His cap number is still really low. Okay. Because. But anyway, yeah, I mean, they made a commitment there. But, you know, the reason I push back on it is, and Bean said that again in the interview that he did with Tyler that we've already referenced a couple times, is I did read that this morning. You know, he's talking about this big commitment he's made to Palmer. And I'm sorry, on the scale of commitments in the NFL for receivers, $11 million is not really that much. Maybe it's the middle.
Well, you wouldn't want to pay $11 million to a guy that doesn't play.
No, definitely not.
And
so I know he's going to play, and they've got plans for him. But it's just not—I don't know. It's not a flag I would fly. Like, look at our commitment.
Okay.
Because it looks like you did the best you could with what the market was. You weren't prepared, to go pay 35 for somebody, and that's fine. Like, I'm not arguing. As much as we get, intrigued by the idea of trading for that DK Metcalf or whomever, I understand that there are things in the way of doing that, but it just isn't to me like, look what I did. It's sort of, hey, I did a thing is more how I would put it. And I don't know, maybe that pisses him off that anyone would phrase it that way, but whatever, that's how I look at it.
Bean, so it's just more, I don't want to say necessarily that it's damage control, but you know, he's done a few different shows. He spends his time with Tyler Dunn. Good. He did say that he thought last year it was totally fair and reasonable to question what they were doing at wide receiver. He said that to Go Long TD. Like, last year, have at it.
He said that to Jared too on Monday.
Okay, good. We traded Diggs. We lost Davis. Yep. It's Mac Hollins. You know, like, go ahead. Last year he thought the questions were fair, and this year he just doesn't. Don't say I haven't done anything. Signing Palmer is a thing, and he talked about it to Tyler like he thought it was a pretty big deal.
Yep.
Whether it rates highly enough for you financially or not, I think Palmer is important to Brandon Bean.
I think that's very clear. Yes.
So, Coleman, Kincaid. He was interesting about Kincaid in the article. And he sort of criticized himself for not being clearer at the end of the season about what he wanted from Kincaid publicly. Like, just stronger, getting off your man at the snap, right? Being able to muscle through.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Your guy there.
I feel like he used the phrasing armor yourself a couple times.
Okay. So that's what he was more specific, and he said he wished that at the press conference he had made more of a deal about Kincaid being hurt. Like that he played through a knee injury and wanted to give him credit for that. He felt like the way he put it after the season that he didn't really make enough about that. So all of that, this year he doesn't want to hear it. Last year he said it was okay. This year it's not okay to question their commitment. It's always two things, commitment and results. And he also, one more point, at the risk of driving everybody crazy about it again, he referred back to actually both of the Carolina teams when he worked there that went to the Super Bowl, 2003 and then 2015. And in 2015, he showed to Tyler Ted Ginn, Jericho Cotchery, Philly Brown, and a rookie Devin Funchess were their four receivers. They led the league in points, 31.2 mm-hmm. points per game. He isn't directly saying this, although McDermott has. When McDermott used to say, I know what it looks like, before it actually showed up, he would be like, I know what it looks like. You got to trust me here. And, you know, if you did, good for you, because mm-hmm. it manifested. And that's kind of how Bean was talking again in this article today. I don't know when the interview was, maybe even yesterday, but it doesn't mention Elijah Moore, I think. So I want to assume, I should ask Tyler, that this was all before they made that official.
I think that's right. Sometime between Monday morning and yesterday afternoon, I think, is what the timing looks like. Because I agree. I don't think I saw anything in there about Elijah Moore.
Here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Well, first off, the thing you just mentioned, I was going to mention about the two Carolina teams that he mentioned in the article. I mean, those teams didn't win, though. They got there. They didn't win nothing, though. You know, so I know he's wrestling with that. But anyways, my original point about calling, he keeps talking about last year and we scored 30 points with that the same kind of team or whatever. Is he not aware that defensive coordinators in the league get paid to stop that in the offseason? They're going to get their pins out, and it's not going to be the same as probably as it was last year. And he keeps resting on that. Like, the 31 other teams aren't going to, like, you know, be in the lab too, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, good luck to them. Bill's offense has been good to great for 5 years in a row, you know, starting with Allen, so... Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. Good luck to the defensive coordinators in those situations. It's pretty harsh to say to Carolina didn't win. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl farther than this Bills team has gone. So give them that. What he was saying about the 15 Panthers, and also 2003, was that this blueprint that you just saw in this draft – defensive line, pressure up the middle, is what those teams were great at. And like, no, we weren't, I'm paraphrasing, we weren't always great. He wasn't even that flattering on Newton in the comments to Tyler. It's like, he won the MVP, sort of felt like he might have had that voice on when he was talking about Newton. But it was that they wrecked you on the defensive line. Really, both lines, he was saying. But that's clearly, do we need to hear him say it? That's clearly where he wants this team to be stronger. And the offensive line is already good, so this draft didn't really require any work on that front, but defensive line absolutely did. What they did, what he said over and over now, lines up. This is how we want to win. Get Mahomes to the ground. We haven't been able to do it. That's actually pretty close to an actual quote. We haven't been able to do it. We need to do it to win.
The one piece that I think is still sort of missing, and it really depends on, and I guess for Bean, you know, the way he talked about Palmer in the article to Tyler, because I don't know how much Palmer came up specifically on Monday when he was running so hot with Jeremy and Joe. But like I've been over here like now they've added a second guy, two guys out, only one guy came in, right? Holland's left. Cooper has not been re-signed. He's still out there and available, but I mean I can't imagine that's in the wind in any way. But they did pivot to getting a guy whose resume far outclasses any of the guys that are on this team currently, and certainly outclasses Palmer's contract. But what they actually ended up getting out of Cooper, maybe he feels like it's fair to expect they will get that out of Palmer. And like that, so I can't be so hard on that, because again, the money is a part of that. So because I felt like, great, you went and got a guy that is somewhere in between Hollins and Cooper on the spectrum, right? And you probably can't get much further than that financially and who was available. And maybe considering what impact Cooper had, I mean, certainly statistically, you're going to hope that Palmer does better than that even. But his resume, route running, getting open, separation, those things could give you what Cooper gave them. And maybe that has to suffice. And now that Moore's here, they've got the one more guy that they were missing. And so, you know, I might look at it now as though the cupboard is reasonably full. It really depends on how bullish you want to be about Palmer.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, coming up in 20 minutes. Paul Hamilton at 6. The Amerks try to close out their first playoff series of the postseason tonight in Syracuse. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.